AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. His family says the Reverend Jesse Jackson, a protege of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and a two-time presidential candidate who led the civil rights movement for decades, has died. He was 84. Jackson had a rare neurological disorder. Illinois Democratic Congressman Danny Davis is a longtime friend of Jesse Jackson.
Reverend Jackson had a way of organizing that would incorporate the thoughts he'd throw out an idea, get some response, and we'd be trying to figure out what to actually do or what was the best way of accomplishing what the meeting was all about.
Reverend Al Sharpton says his mentor was not simply a civil rights leader. He was a movement unto himself. President Trump remembered Jesse Jackson as a good man with lots of personality, grit, and street smarts, someone who truly loved people. The AP Sagar Magani reports there is no clear path in sight to end the partial government shutdown that started Saturday.
Congressional Democrats and the White House could not reach a deal to fund the Homeland Security Department through September, and neither side is backing down. Democrats want big changes in immigration operations after federal officers killed two American citizens in Minneapolis. But the administration is rejecting demands that officers clearly identify themselves and take off masks. The shutdown is narrowly targeted to DHS's umbrella of agencies, including the TSA and FEMA. ICE and Customs and Border Protection work is mostly unaffected because of last year's law that gave them billions in funding. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. and Iran are holding another round of indirect talks. This is AP News. X is facing a new EU privacy investigation
after its Grok chatbot generated non-consensual deepfake images on the platform. Ireland's Data Protection Commission says Grok has created and shared sexualized images of real people, including children. While X has added some limits to Grok, European authorities are still not satisfied. X also faces other probes in Europe. That includes Spain, which has ordered prosecutors to investigate X, Meta, and TikTok for alleged crimes related to AI-generated child sex abuse materials on their platforms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A source tells the AP Tony Clark is resigning as head of the Major League Baseball Players Association. Clark's decision comes during an investigation by the U.S. Attorney in Brooklyn into One Team Partners, a licensing company founded by the union and the NFL Players Association. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.